This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1030, Decision Time, How to Talk It Through in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Is someone in your life making a big decision? Find out how to share your perspective on taking big risks. Is a bird in the hand worth two in the bush? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey there, Michelle. Feeling great. We're here in October. This is crazy. It's getting cold. I love the fall. I love the fall weather, so I'm excited.
I know. But the fall is really just like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always think. I feel like it goes to like summer, then like really hot summer, then like 2 days of like really beautiful fall, and then freezing. But not to be a Debbie Downer.
I love that term, Debbie Downer. That's Debbie a good Downer. One. We've mentioned that on the show before.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But yeah, the fall is a really nice time of year. Yeah, for sure. I can't believe how far we're getting into 2018. Gee.
Wow, oh, man.
Flying by. All right. But let's stay in the moment, Lindsay. So I have a question for you.
I'm ready. What's your question?
Have you ever had a situation where like you had two possibilities? Maybe you were trying to make a decision or something like that. And one was like the more sure thing, like you knew that it would work out, and one not so much, more of the risk. And you had to decide between those two.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, a lot of things have happened. For example, I mean, you know, deciding to go deeper into our podcast, All Ears English, right? Versus doing something that would have been a bit more sure thing, right? Maybe doing more live tutoring in person, that kind of thing. We wanted to build this, build a big podcast that could reach millions of people. But that meant that we had to spend our time doing that rather than maybe tutoring one-on-one or doing things that, that were more sure. Right. And so, yeah, that's one example from my life for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think the thing is that, like when you have one of them, the one that's more of a risk is like, you know, kind of the one that you really want. Right.
Oh,
like,
the one that's going to be in the long run better, but maybe not in the short run necessarily, or you don't know. There are no guarantees.
Right. I mean, I have an example of this that I think of that's it's much less inspiring than your story. But like, I remember when I was in college during a summer, I really wanted to work at a store with my two best friends. But I hadn't heard back from the interview yet, or like, I don't even know, maybe I hadn't even gotten the interview. But I didn't know yet if it was going to work out. And I had another offer, I had to get back to about a summer camp to be a counselor at a summer camp. And I really didn't want to do it. I really wanted to be with my best friends. And so it was a hard decision because, you know, the camp wasn't my first choice, but I wanted to make money that summer. But so I did end up going with the summer camp, which was the sure thing. And I loved it.
Oh, okay. So sometimes, you know, what ends up happening is for the best, right? You end up having a great experience.
Right. So the thing is, like, you never really know. So we're going to get more into this in a second. But yeah, Lindsay, that was a great example you gave. Yep. And, you know, if you think of any others, just throw it out. But for real sure. quick, before we do that, we wanted to thank our reviewers, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. Today we want to say thank you to those who reviewed us in the App Store, the iOS App Store. Guys, these are the people who are listening to the app, listening inside the app. Guys, some very cool things are coming this fall for the app. So you want to be in there. But for now, I'm going to say, wow, there's a lot of reviews here. I'm going to say a special thanks to Irina F. from Japan, Dippo705 from the US, Ode Lopez from the US, Eddie Batane from Brazil, Do88216689 from France, Rodriguez26 from Brazil, ALMB from Mexico. We read Ale's quote last time, so that was good.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you to Gio from Nicaragua. Awesome. Hermicurios from Colombia. Sol en la Playa from Spain. Kassir from the US. Ian from Taiwan. Cuba Robert. Duns BC. YOLO1108. And Kim. Wow, that was a lot.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Guys, thank you so much for your reviews.
Oh my gosh. Michelle, these are 5-star reviews. Like all of them, literally. They're all 5-star reviews. This is awesome. Oh guys, this keeps us motivated, especially to build out this app, which is eventually going to have some incredible features that are going to change the way you learn English with All Ears English. So guys, go over and review us. If you're not using the iOS app, you should be. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to download it in the App Store.
For sure. All right. Thank you so much. That is awesome. I cannot believe it. We love it. Thank you.
So cool. So cool. All right, Michelle. So yeah, so I like the story. You know, in the end, you ended up working for the camp and maybe you actually met different people. You expanded your social circle. Who knows?
I definitely did. And I really loved that summer. But one of the reasons that I chose the camp was, you know, I always ask my mom what to do. And, you know, she told me this phrase, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I love that. That is something my mom would say too.
Really? Yeah.
Totally.
Oh my gosh. I don't know that we've talked about this phrase before, but I wanted to get into it a little bit more today because it's kind of a good one. I mean, have you heard this? So you've heard this phrase, Lindsay.
Yeah. And this really comes up when it comes to applying for jobs, right? Because you may be applying for a bunch of jobs and you hear back from one before the other. So yeah, but what it means to me is something you already have that you have secured that is guaranteed is better than something that might be better, but you don't have it yet. You don't know if you'll get it.
Right. Yeah. And I looked at in the dictionary, it said, it's better to be content with what you have than to risk losing everything by seeking more.
Ooh, and I don't know if I totally agree with this, to be honest.
Yeah, well, Michelle, that's what I wanted to talk about today. Like, yeah, it said like, oh, I'm not sure if this was me or the dictionary, but I said, somebody wrote me or the dictionary. The definite option is worth more than the possibility, even if you want one more than the other. Okay, so yeah, another way to explain it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
Yeah, this is tough. This is I wanted to talk about this phrase a little bit today. Get your thoughts. I mean, you have a lot of great stories, especially with business on this, Lindsay. So what do you think? Should we always go with the definite opportunity, the definite choice?
I mean, I would think this is very much based on my own opinion, but I think it depends on what realm of life we're talking about and what season we're in, right? They say you shouldn't make more than one big change in your life at the same time. Like if one season you're choosing a new apartment, you also shouldn't go for a new job. So you're not going to make two massive risks at the same time. But I recently was listening to a business podcast and I love to nerd out on business podcasts, right? Entrepreneurship. And I heard a quote that I think goes along with this, but is the opposite perspective. And the quote is, you should play to win instead of playing not to lose, right? So there's a big difference. Michelle, what does it mean to you playing to win? What is that?
It's like you're trying, your effort is all going into winning. You have this mindset of you want to have the best outcome.
Yeah, taking a bigger risk versus right. playing not to lose is playing on the defense, whereas playing to win is playing on the offense. So maybe you've achieved a certain, let's imagine in business, you've achieved a certain level of success, right? And then you have a choice. Do you kind of be aggressive with that, or do you defend that? Right? Do you defend what you already have, or do you maybe take bigger chances and risk losing everything, but to possibly get something even better? Right.
Yeah. Oh man. So that's an interesting one. I never heard that one before.
That's really interesting. But my philosophy, at least in business, is I think if you want to keep growing as a professional or building a company, you need to play to win.
Yeah.
But it sounds like bird in the hand is worth two in the bush is the opposite perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, I think that it depends. I mean, first of all, okay. So I mean, I think of this phrase for like getting a job, as you said, deciding on a job, or maybe even with dating, like, which sounds terrible, but you know, I'm sure it happens, or like choosing an apartment, something like that. So there, I think it really depends on the situation. So in my situation, I think that my mom gave me the right advice because it was just like about, you know, a summer job, right?
It's just a job. Yeah.
Right. Yes. So it wasn't like anything huge in my life. It wasn't going to make a big difference. So I think it was good to try, maybe, you know, she also wanted me to meet new people, just like not be in the, I think also the camp was much more interesting than working in the store. I don't know. I enjoyed it a lot. So, and it was, you know, I had an offer. So, I think in that situation, it's good. But like, yeah, your situation where it's more about like long-term life goals.
Or I think dating, I think that I don't agree with this in the dating realm. Because
I don't either. But area, I think some people may go by
For
this.
Sure. For sure. People in the world certainly do. I know people who, quote unquote, have settled.
Yeah.
Right? With their partner. But I don't agree because there's some magic to dating. There's some magic to life, I think, when it comes to dating and romance and the person. If you leave yourself open, if you have a gut feeling, you know whether you're with the right person or not, right, Michelle? Like, you know it in your gut.
Yeah.
And if you know you're not, I feel like it's better just to not take that advice and be open to the right person coming along.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's one of the scarier things. I mean, is that thinking about like settling on a person.
Oh my gosh.
That's a very scary thought. I think that's one of the more important decisions you can make is about, you know, if you do have a partner, you know, like making sure that it's somebody that you're happy with, right?
Oh my gosh, so much. So it really depends on the realm. If we're talking about a summer job, right, that in the end ended up better for you, that's different from talking about dating, choosing your life partner, maybe building a company or even, you know, choosing an apartment. That's up for debate whether which approach you would use. I don't know.
Right. And so they're all different. And, you know, it also depends on your, like, for a job. I mean, it depends on your financial situation. Like, can you afford to take that risk?
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of times people, they may not want something that they have to do it. So I think they have to evaluate their situation in terms of the bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, you know, when the finances are really, really important here. So I think, you know, it really depends, but I think it's an interesting phrase, something interesting to think about.
Do you have to take the IELTS exam this fall? Do you need a 7 or higher? Well, go and search for the IELTS Energy Podcast to get started with the best expert advice in the IELTS field. Once more, go and search for the IELTS Energy Podcast, and we'll see you over there 3 days a week. Thanks, guys.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah. So this is kind of a topic that we would use when we want to connect with someone in English who is making a big decision, right? Yeah. This could come up, guys. We're going to give you a couple of vocab words. Do we have time for those vocab words today, Michelle?
I think we have some time. What do you think?
I think so. Let's do it. Yeah, so guys, we're going to give you some tools to connect with someone. Yeah, this is a big time when you want to be able to support someone and connect with them when they're making these big decisions.
Of course. Ugh, that's I need a lot of support when I'm making a big decision. So,
yeah.
All right. Yep. So, well, one note. We've actually said a couple of these naturally in the conversation. What is the first one, Lindsay?
A sure thing.
Yeah, this is really common, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I always say it's a sure thing or it's not a sure thing, right? It's 100% guaranteed.
Right. Exactly. So a sure thing. Or the next one is we talked about this with the dating, to settle for something or for someone.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, when it's not exactly what you want, but you stick with it or you stick with the person because they're safe. It's stable. It's safe. But it's not exactly what you want. You're settling.
Yeah. And then the last one is just for fun is don't put all your eggs in one basket, which means don't, you know, put all your hopes or all your attention in one thing. So that kind of relates to it. It's just one I wanted to throw in.
That's also an idiom I feel like my mom would have told me when I was in high school or something.
Yeah, that's true. So those are. Do we have time to try it out?
Let's do a role play. Here we go. Okay. So, right. Michelle, in this situation, what's happening?
Lindsay, you are asking for, you are telling me about an apartment that you're in an apartment search.
Oh, okay? Boy. Okay. It was so hard to find an apartment in New York, by the way, for me. My gosh. Hardest thing I ever did in my life.
Oh, my gosh. No. When I was finding also my apartment in New York, it gives me a lot of anxiety just to remember.
Pounding the pavement. Okay. All right. Maybe we'll get back to that at the end. So, Michelle, I don't know what to do. I found this great apartment, but I'm not sure I'm going to get it. I have to tell my landlord if I'm renewing my lease by tomorrow, but I'm not sure when I'll hear about the other place.
Oh, that is tough, Lindsay. Well, I mean, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You don't know what will happen, and you're getting your hopes up.
But I don't want to settle for this place for another year.
I know, but it's a sure thing. You know what they say, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
And that's how we end up in the same place for 20 years.
That's right. Exactly.
No. So that's really good. I like this very realistic scenario because sometimes we have to tell the landlord if we're moving out or not. Yep. And they start looking for a replacement, right? Stressful
time. Yeah, and
it's
very time sensitive. Oh my gosh. In New York. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Is it like that in Boston too?
It's really stressful in Boston. My hardest scenario, my hardest life challenge was finding a place in New York, honestly. Yeah. But in Boston, it's hard because you kind of have to have a broker and the real estate is quite expensive in Boston. It might be close to New York, honestly.
I believe it. Yeah. That's what I've heard. Oh my gosh. So you're telling me about your situation and I told you, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I said, and then I also said this little one. I said, you're getting your hopes up.
Yeah.
So that's a little bonus, guys. It's like you're like getting too, you know, you're putting too much on this and you're like hoping so much that you might get really disappointed, right?
Yeah, this is something that a parent might say to their kids that say like, don't get your hopes up. We might stop for ice cream on the way home, but don't get your hopes up because we don't have a lot of time today, right?
I like it. And then, Lindsay, what did you say about being in the place for another year?
I said, I don't want to settle for this place for another year.
Yeah. Choose the safe thing. Yeah. And then I said, I know, but it's a sure thing, right? It's guaranteed. It's 100%. And then I said, you know what they say, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I like how you added, you know what they say.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't have that in the role play, actually.
It just came out.
Because sometimes when we quote something that is so like cultural, we want to signal that we're going to quote. I think we've talked about this in another episode. Maybe it was with Jessica. I can't remember. But signaling that you're going to give a quote is also a great skill, guys.
Yeah, we've talked about like giving a cliche. And this is kind of in that situation.
Yes.
Yeah, I would add that one in. Yeah, you know what they say. And the funny thing is, who is they?
Right, who's they?
I think I heard that once on like Ellen DeGeneres comedy or something like that.
I could see her doing a comedy skit about that.
Sounds familiar. I think that's something. So yeah, so guys, this is a pretty realistic situation. I feel like I was supporting Lindsay, but kind of trying to, you know, drag her in one direction. yeah, this is something that I'm sure people come into all the time. So I mean, what are our tips, Lindsay, before we go?
Well, when it comes to a decision like this, guys, consider it wisely, right? Don't always go with the safe bet. And I want to also add, people's advice, the advice they give you is always about them more than about you. So yeah. I always try to keep that in mind. When I ask someone for advice, I want to assume that 80% of what they're saying is their perspective, what they would do, not necessarily what you should do.
Yeah. So, you know, you really have to kind of trust yourself and go with, you know, your heart, with what you really want, because at the end of the day, that's who you're making the decision for.
Exactly. But these are really good phrases. I mean, this idea, right? I like to dig into these concepts of taking risk versus staying safe, right? What does that mean in different aspects of our lives, guys? So if you have any comments, come back and let us know what you thought about this episode. Let us know your philosophy on risk taking. Come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, this has been fun. And yeah, guys, definitely let us know your thoughts. So thanks, Lindsay, for hanging out today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to remind our listeners, guys, if you're taking the IELTS exam, go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. You do not want to miss that show if you're taking the IELTS this year. All right, cool. All right, Michelle. Very, very fun. Good topic. Loved it.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.